January 23rd, we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Lincoln.
Okay. Roll call, please, now.
Jerry Corbadance.
Sir.
Rick Young.
Aye.
And Dan Campbelli.
Okay, here, thank you. Okay, item four of the agenda, public comment. We can field your questions, we can act on them. One, we'll move on to number five on the agenda, approve the agenda. Motion to approve the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Both same sign. Okay, thank you. Item six on the agenda, approved minutes of previous meetings. Those meetings are organizational meeting on Tuesday, January 2nd, and our last regular board meeting on Tuesday, January 9th.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from January 2nd.
I second that.
Okay, have a motion second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Both same sign. Thank you. Item seven on the agenda, the claims.
All righty, you've had a chance to go through the claims. The total for this session is $619,838.46 and drainage in the amount of $5,135.61.
Thank you, Cam. Pretty standard claims session. Just getting rolling again after the new year. We have a motion to approve the claims as presented.
I move to approve the claims.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or comment?
Well, I will just say, we say it every once in a while, but say it again, is that many eyes see all these claims before they're approved here. Each department does, as well as us three, and also the auditor's department. So, goes without saying, you could put them on the right well.
Motion?
Oh, I'm sorry. Make a motion to approve. I'm sorry, that's correct.
I did that. You're second.
I'm second. I thought I already did second.
Yeah.
There again.
Okay.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I want to give more comments.
Okay. Here is kind of
I'm gonna make a laugh a little longer, you know?
Okay, reports. Finally, clerk of court report. This is the clerk of court report. We get these every month. This is for December 2023. And they have fee collections of $3,616.94. So do I have a motion to approve the clerk of court report for December 2023?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Okay, a motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Okay, B for reports. When this is the office that just keeps the county rolling, paying the bills. Okay, we have the quarterly report ending December 31st for the auditor.
We have a total of $198. $196 of that was for flat books. And we do have our new flat books in, so if you'd like them, contact the auditor's office.
Okay, thank you, Kim. Do I have a motion to approve the quarterly report from the auditor?
Move to approve the auditor's quarterly report.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Both same sign. Thank you. Okay. Have to slow down or we're not going to get to 10 minutes here. Item C on the reports is Second Judicial District Annual Report. I used to serve on the Second Judicial. We still have to approve their annual report. When the governor started all her realignment program, she moved Second Judicial Correctional Services under the Department of Correction. So we no longer county supervisors, social workers, serve as a board. I've heard down the pipeline that potentially we could be an advisory council, which in my opinion means just sit there and listen and then go away. But Amanda Milligan is the director, and she does a fantastic job. It's such a well-run department, and the staff is just great. We did a tour there. It's been a year or so ago while we were still bored, and very impressed with things that they accomplished with those individuals that are transitioning from the prison system into the general public again. So we just have to approve this annual report from July for fiscal year 2023. So I need a motion to approve that second judicial district's annual report.
I'll make a motion to approve the second judicial district annual report.
I second that.
Motion second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
And thank you. Okay, moving on. Personnel action. We have two items, I believe, in the personnel for today. Yep. And both of these are just acknowledgments, since they do ones for conservation and ones for public health. Both do have their own board. So in conservation, we have Brett Greenfield. He is a park officer, I believe, at Briggs Woods. Does an annual hourly rate of $22.99. He started the 5th of this month, and we're happy to have him. We met him at a conservation board meeting that we attended. Seems like a energetic young fellow, and he's ready to roll, so we're glad to have him. And then in public health, we have Kylie Brinkman. Kylie's a home health care aide. And this is a change of status. He's PRN. Pam, what?
She was part-time, and she will now be at a PRN status due to performance.
Okay, sounds good. And so those are just both acknowledgments in public health and conservation. No action needed on that. Item 10 on the agenda, liquor license. We have to approve liquor license. And this is for the Hamilton County Conservation Board for Driftwood Golf Course. This is a Class D retail alcohol license for a term of 12 months, going from May 21st, 2023 to March 2024, so that they can serve alcohol during basically year-round, but for the golf season and all activities they have out there. So do I have a motion to approve this liquor license for Hamilton County Conservation Board and the Virtue Golf Course?
I shall move.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. And we're getting there. Item 11, we go first to last.
Okay. We are in the middle of budgets. Also, we were notified Monday or last Friday, I can't remember which, South Hamilton Schools requested a special election for March 5th for a revenue purpose statement for the their SAVE funds. So we're in the process of putting that together.
Mm.
And then one other thing is we got word this weekend that our longtime drainage engineer, John Milligan, passed away. So I'd like to offer our condolences. We always enjoyed working with John. He's a great guy.
He was. He retired shortly after I started, and I just within a couple of drains. But I think it was kind of a calming presence, because some of those drainage meetings get a little tense at times, and he just had a nice demeanor. And Jacob Hagan does that now, and you pass that kind of along to Jacob, because Jacob is kind of the same way. He just kind of steady and calm, because some of that drainage dollars add up really, really fast. It assess for some of those things. So, okay, thank you, Ben.
Me?
Rebecca?
Okay, yeah, Cindy, thanks, Kevin. She typed it all.
Oh, that's good, Robert.
Okay, so our 2024 Hotel Motel grant is now open. Applications are able to be downloaded on our website, and the deadline is noon on February 29th. There's two upcoming ribbon cuttings here in February, and Cindy is currently at a community round table at Kendall Young from 9 to 11. Director Debbie Durham from Iowa Economic Development Authority is going to, is there. So there's a reminder to sign up for the disaster preparedness workshop coming up on February 8th. It's open to all business owners and anyone interested. This is a partnership with the Chamber City Emergency Management and Safeguard Iowa to help businesses prepare for unexpected emergency or disaster. Cindy has also submitted a proposal to host the Central Iowa Tourism Workshop, and that will be held in April at Briggs Woods. This is a collaboration with the Briggs Woods Conference Center and the Chamber. Cindy plans on attending the city council meetings, you know, out in the rural, to assist and share ideas and resources that Economic Development Office has to offer. It's going to take a while because so many of them hold their meetings on the same night, mm-hmm. so she'll have to rotate that up. SBDC, NIAC, and John Papa John Entrepreneurial Center is hosting the Financial Essentials Workshop on February 1st from 5:30 to 9 for all new businesses, for all new business beginner and aspiring entrepreneurs. Registration is free. The Paint Iowa Beautiful Grant is now open, and the application deadline is February 12th. Working with Kirsten at SBDC to host her in our community once a month to meet with business owners, aspiring business owners, etc. And the community events happening, the Blairsburg Opera House is hosting a community jam night Friday, January 26th from 6 to 9 p.m. Comedy night at the Fairgrounds is February 3rd at 7. The Murray Fest Midwest, the first time, the first year in Iowa, will be June 29th through July 1st. Mm-hmm. And there'll be more details to come. Jewel Main Street Gala is April 6th. And the Stratford Library is hosting a fundraiser February 4th at 11 a.m. to benefit the library.
Thank you, Rebecca. You could tell Cindy, when we were doing the housing study, I had to meet with all the city councils, and it worked out a couple of times. If, like, Blairsburg puts you on the front end of the agenda, and Jewel puts you on the back end of the agenda, so I presented at Blairsburg and then jumped in the car and took off like a shot and made it to Jewel, so I could get two in one night. So sometimes that worked. I think I did that with two of them, but you got kind of hustle, and you got to hope they got a decently long agenda so you can get to the next one. But I think I did do that for Blairsburg.
Have you done?
Yeah, that was. What's that?
Have you done? Are you done with all the communities? She'll ask.
Well, no, I did that in 2018.
Oh, that sure.
Study. But that's how I did it. I called the clerk and put me on the agenda here. All the other folks said, well, I'm in Blairsburg at the front end. Can I be at the back end of the agenda here? And you can make it to the next one pretty good. So, this is an idea. I don't know if she wants
to. It's on the weather.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Rebecca. Pam?
So, it's still January. And so, January is radon month. So, still kind of love that we have the radon test kits available at our office. Also, some education. If you have any questions on radon or how to test, the kits are $15. Brad Berg is kind of that contact person for that. Secondly, in our partnership with Power Up Youth, they are sponsoring an event at South Hamilton School in Jewell on February 6th. It's the Slam the Stigma. It's a mental health awareness event. Should be a great event. They're playing Roland's Story. My understanding it's a huge competition between the two towns. So they're expecting lots and lots of people, which is a great thing. So we are part of that. And then lastly, Shelby's retirement party will be February 8th, which is a Thursday from 3 to 4:30 at the Public Health Office. So, supposed to come to wish her the best on her retirement.
Thank you, Anne.
Yep.
Ryan?
I've got a few things. We had our pancake feed last Saturday. We had about 75 folks come in. And so, even with weather, it was still a really good showing, and we're going to continue that. We're going to have our open house coffee on the 22nd of February, and we're also going to have a food giveaway that day. And then in March, our third, we had to move the dates because of the spring break. The fourth Saturday will be the Legion pancake feed again, and we'll be doing another food giveaway that day. So, to kind of help incentivize folks to reach out. And so, I found two folks that were off my radar, so this is, there's a lot of value in this on the weekend when they're available. I am going to work with a gentleman from Stratford. We're going to add two to possibly three more cemeteries for Wreaths Across America this year. We've got the volunteers for that. That's pretty, so like I said, we're moving, and this is not a historically a thing, but I asked my commission to write a review, an annual performance review for me. So I haven't seen what they've said, but if you want to review that, that is what will happen every year from now on.
Okay, so sounds great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Ryan? It's a little more like London than Northern Ireland out there this morning.
Foggy.
Just warn everybody that probably the next few mornings we'll have some refreeze and some slick conditions. So we're out putting material down this morning. Just try and take a little extra time just because it's not a building that doesn't need that. Still not winter weather great conditions.
Yeah.
I'm going to touch base again on the business continuity planning. So after the downtown fire at Webster City, Anna from the chamber reached out to me and said that some businesses were asking about continuity planning. So we got together with Hamilton County Economic Development, the Chamber, and Safeguard Iowa Partnership. So Safeguard Iowa will be putting on the workshop here in the courthouse basement, February 8th from noon to 1:30. And businesses can sign up several ways. They can go to safeguardiowa.org. They can go to the visit WebsterCityIowa.com lunch and learn, the Chamber Facebook page, Emergency Management Facebook page, or the Hamilton County Development Facebook page. So there'll be flyers on all those.
Flyers out.
Well, hopefully we get a lot of businesses that take advantage of it.
Yeah, thank you.
No. I just wanted to kind of piggyback on what Tim and Rebecca was talking about. We offer through the county a lot of different opportunities for business and industry and just the local residents to participate in some of these programs that may be a benefit to them. Just because we're talking about businesses, if you're thinking about starting a business or, you know, want to change your business, do whatever, there's a lot of opportunities. Please contact Economic Development so they can help you move forward with that if there's something they can really help with. The other thing I want to remind people is that continue to get your flu shots and your COVID shots. That's still going on pretty rapid throughout the state. Other than that, I don't have anything else.
Okay. Thanks, Carolyn. Great.
Right. Do they have enough sponsors money for the Wreaths Across Iowa to go yet, or are they still?
The ones that we're going to be doing have another, you know, probably between one and 250 graves. So it's not going to be a large amount of money, and we'll probably, the other thing I wanted to mention is, so we are already in the planning and reach out phase for our golf event. We're going to do this a month later this year, and have a lot more, we're going to raise a lot more funds. So and we're actually going to loosely partner with the Honor Flight as well. So we're going to get, you know, instead of 60, 70 folks come out, we should have at least double that this time. So those funds, like the Honor Flight, will get a portion, and we'll figure out what that looks like, and then the rest we're going to be using to kind of augment.
But I think in Van Alten Lions have offered to put up half.
Next,
yeah, but a lot later. So I don't. I mean, I don't know.
Okay. I'd like just to acknowledge the deputies and the sheriff's department, the secondary road guys in the last storm emergency management, all those that participated. That was a dandy there, you can see. Unfortunately, with my kind of experience in that, you always have those people that don't listen and go out there and put their own lives in jeopardy, and those are the people that are out there trying to do their job. I mean, I had a number of years that I did that. You find some guy or somebody stuck in a snowdrift in the middle of nowhere. Well, I just thought I'd go out and see what it was like. Bad idea. So please, if we have that again, listen to all the reports and stuff like that, because they're out there trying to do their job. And sometimes it's hard to, you're stuck sideways in the middle of the road for them to get even anywhere and get their job done. So, but appreciate everything that all our departments did during that that event. So I just wanted to thank them.
Okay.
That wraps her up. If there's nothing else, I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.